Skull Rock Podcast, talking all things Disney with your hosts, Aljon Goh and Dave Bossert.
Do you just love to learn more about the magic that embodies animated films, theme park attractions, and more? The all-encompassing universe created and produced by the genius of Walt Disney has spanned nearly 100 years and counting.
From his earliest film endeavors with the Laugh-O-Gram cartoons and the Alice comedies, to the creation of Mickey Mouse, to the first animated feature film, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, and then dreaming of Disneyland, Walt Disney continuously raised the creative bar, and today his company has carried on that tradition as a global entertainment juggernaut. I'm Dave Bossert, artist, filmmaker, and author.
And I'm Aljon Goh, musician, podcaster, and radio guy. Every week, Dave and I will explore the entertainment galaxy that is Disney with insightful conversation, stories, and special guests talking all things Disney.
Listen to never-before-heard stories and behind-the-scenes moments from some of your favorite Disney films, theme park attractions, performances, books, music, and so much more from knowledgeable, insightful, and thought-provoking hosts and guests. Hear the latest news about Disney past, present, and future.
Skull Rock Podcast is your go-to source for the magic we all love. Skull Rock Podcast. Visit skullrockpodcast.com.
This is Kat from Dining at Disney, and I'm here with Kristen. Kristen, tell us about some travel deals.
Well, right now, Disney Visa card members can save up to 20% on rooms at select Disney resort hotels, and this is going to be in early 2023. So we have our first travel deal for next year finally out, and this is going to be good for stays select nights, January 2nd through April 30th. And when booking it, you must use your Disney Visa. And this does overlap with the ending of the 50th anniversary celebration, which will wrap up on March 31st. So you can still enjoy a little bit of that into next year.
And how can people reach you to book an incredible vacation?
At themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.
I love it. Don't forget, today's episode of the Dining at Disney podcast has been brought to you by our friends at Shure Microphones. Check them out at Shure.com. We use the MV7 podcast microphone bundle. And thanks for Shure for sponsoring this episode. It's brought to you by, it does have awesome features like USB, XLR outputs. You can plug it into an interface or just plug it in straight to your computer with your USB. No hassle, none of that. You can let the computer and the app, the Shure Plus Motive app, do all the work for you. You can use the preset mode so you can sound like $1 million, or you can tweak to your heart's content because the app lets you do that as well. So you control all the bass, your compression, all that stuff that makes you sound like $1 million. For more details, check our link in the show notes. You can check out the website, Shure.com, and click on that MV7 podcast microphone bundle. You can also check out our friends at Gator Framework Studio. They have so many awesome things for you as a content creator like us. We're also podcasters, music, musicians, lighting, AV equipment, all kinds of great stands, ring light kits, desks, so much more. Check them out at GatorFrameworks.com.
From the Gator Framework Studio in Music City, it's the Dining at Disney podcast.
You know the thing about good food? It brings folks together, all walks of life.
You'll discover all the best restaurants and food as you hungrily explore the Disney parks.
Let's do this thing!
The Dining at Disney podcast with your hosts, Kristen Hetzel, Bubba Alvarez, and Kat Arcori.
Welcome to the Dining at Disney podcast. I am Kristen, Disney parks enthusiast, foodie, and travel expert.
I'm Aljon, the better half. No, I'm just joking. She's the better half. I am a fan of Disney, Marvel, Star Wars, content creator, and musician.
And I'm Kat, experiential designer, obsessive compulsive, very sleepy. Welcome to the show.
Oh, yeah. Me too. I can't hardly read.
I am tired.
Worn out.
It's been a long day.
It's been 1 week.
If you haven't already, make sure you like, subscribe, and hit the notification bell. Kat, do you want to tell everybody what we're talking about today?
Oh, we are going to come out of our trip convalescence to talk about the exciting times that we all had at Walt Disney World this month.
Yes. Yeah, and before we get into that, I have one thing I do want to talk about, and it is going to be Kingdom Strollers. So as those of you who are our longtime listeners, you know that we took Boo and Jack-Jack on their very first trip to Disney World. And because they are little tater tots, we had to have a stroller because there's no way either of them could walk all day or half the day.
And they didn't.
So we went with Kingdom Strollers. They were kind enough to give us a free stroller rental in order to do a review. And prior to that, I had already heard good things about Kingdom Strollers. So that's why I reached out to them. But I was very happy with their strollers. Incredibly clean, which is always very important, especially nowadays. And considering little kids touch and put their hands in their mouth all the time. So, yes, very, very clean. We had the double stroller, which was nice. And it had a lot of room underneath the seat. So we would have, because a couple of days it was cold. So we had like my hoodie, Al John's hoodie. We had the kids' hoodies as well as our rain jackets in there and food and drinks in a bag underneath. But yeah, so you could fit like a lot of stuff in there. It also came with a rain cover, which we ended up needing. So it was very handy to have that available, as well as it came with the stroller caddy for you to be able to put your like two drinks in it, put your phone, your hand wipes, any of those things that you kind of need to have at, you know, the tip of your fingers right there. But I was very happy with the stroller rental.
I had to push it, and it was great. Honestly, it was very comfortable. It was a great ride. Having a dual side-by-side tandem stroller is really important for our kids because we have a dual stroller too, but...
Well, you know, ours is like a stroller where you sit in the front, and then in the back, somebody sits on like a little bench.
You sit have or to stand.
Have, yeah, sit or stand in the back. You
know, so this one was great because both of them can sit down and check things out. They run around. It's crazy. So, yeah, a lot of fun.
They
deliver to the hotel. We, you know, after it was all said and done, you know, they have the little name tags for the family, which is great so that you could always identify your stroller. The tags for the business was there just in case you needed anything. They dropped it off. They had a couple bottles of water there. Nice, very, very classy overall. Super clean, as Kristen said, but the stroller was easy to navigate. It's got the brakes where you needed them, folded up. It fit in the back of our little minivan. Can you imagine me talking about a minivan? Yeah. So we put it in the back of the minivan. It was cool. So, I enjoyed using it. The kids enjoyed riding around in it.
They even fell asleep in it, if that tells you the comfort level of the stroller.
Oh, yeah.
And, oh, no. It there is a Loki.
And our cat, our pod cat is here. And then so the other thing, too, was the hoods could extend over the kids to give them some protection over the sun. And the hoods over the stroller parts were also, they also had little...
like window flaps.
Yes, exactly. Like a convertible, kind of. But it have window flaps, like a Jeep. So my third, go ahead.
So you could like peek on them if they were asleep in there with that pulled down and just check on them without, you know, having to lift the hood up or anything that, which was very nice because you don't want to disrupt sleeping children.
No.
Always a bad idea.
So anyway, Thank you, Kingdom Strollers, for the opportunity to review your service and the stroller and to provide it for the kiddos for review. And you'll get to see more details on the Dining at Disney Instagram. So please check that out. Now, if you're interested in Kingdom Strollers, we'll have the information in our show notes. But check out kingdomstrollers.com or email them at info@kingdomstrollers.com. You can check availability. They've got a very no-muss, no-fuss rental agreement. And it is really cool how they're able to deliver it to you in your hotel.
Yeah, and it doesn't cost anything to have it delivered to your resort or picked up from your resort. So you just let them know what time you need it there and what time the day you are checking out. It will be available for them to return it. And what's nice is the day you return it, you just text them the letter R, letting them know that you have returned it to where you picked it up and that they can come and get it.
Love it.
It's nice, easy.
No very, must, very no happy. Fuss. Yes, check out kingdomstrollers.com. Thank you.
Okay, now on to the delicious discussion.
I love it. So okay. Where do we want to start first?
Let's start with Kat, because Kat arrived first.
Yes, so I got into Orlando, and on my first night, we did Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party, which was a mess.
Uh-oh.
It was one of the most unorganized things I've ever been to.
That's terrible.
We had dinner at Skipper Canteen, which was delicious. I had sea bass. It was delightful.
Ooh.
I like that.
Love it. I just love it in there. I love it in there. I was dressed up as a Dole Whip, so we got a Dole Whip so I could take pictures with it because I am basic. Basic Queens Unite. And then we went to the party, which was, as I said, very disorganized. But the entertainment was wonderful. The shows were phenomenal. The parades were really good. Everything else was just very unorganized. But it's fine. We had the regular Dole Whip, of course. And then we tried the Fritz's Freeze, which is raspberry coconut swirl in pineapple juice. And it was delightful, let me tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. What else did we do before I saw you guys?
I will say that we did do Aloha Isle as well and had Fritz's Freeze.
Did you?
As well as the coconut.
Did you get coconut pineapple or just coconut?
Just coconut.
Okay. But so you want a funny story?
Next time I would get the coconut, but in the pineapple juice.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that would be really good. So, that coconut, though, is my new favorite.
It's like, so good.
I love raspberry, but the coconut.
It was so, it's so good.
Oh my gosh. I could have sat and had like a quart.
It's so good. So I guess my brother went to get it and he got yelled at by the whoever was serving them, because apparently pineapple coconut swirl is available when you get it via the app, but it's not actually on the menu in the restaurant. So when he went up there to get his thing, the girl that was serving him was like, where did you order this from? This isn't on our menu, like all this stuff. And he was like, well, it is. It's right here, or else I wouldn't have been able to order it. It was so weird. We were like, okay. He paid for it and it's on the menu and you can do it. So why are we
having this conversation?
So weird. But the pineapple coconut swirl is like heaven. It's so good.
Is it like a pina colada?
It's like a pina colada. It's so good. It's so good.
You have to sneak in a little rum. No, don't. As much don't as that would be delightful, don't do it. It's against Disney policy.
We don't endorse that. Like, live your life, but we're not endorsing it. Okay. What else did we do? Hold on. Let me look back at my list because I've completely X'd out most of this trip already from my memory. What else did we do? We went to Sebastian's.
Yes.
Which was okay.
Oh, no.
It was okay. I didn't love it. My family loved it. I got eaten alive by bugs while we were at
Caribbean Beach. Yeah, see, that doesn't make a very...
Yeah, it wasn't great. But it was very nice in there. It was very pretty.
Mm-hmm.
The food was okay.
What did you get?
So their like main dishes are by nature gluten free because it's literally just like meat and veg.
Yeah.
So great. They had like an onion jam that was delicious. Their guava butter was really good. Like I could have just had bread service, gluten free bread service, and I would have been all right. But then they did like a chicken, which I didn't try, a shredded pork and a steak. And then like a vegetable curry, rice and beans.
Now, did you try the vegetable curry?
No, I did not.
It was very good when I had it.
They liked it. My family liked it. And then grilled or roasted something broccolini, which is one of my favorite things. So I ate most of that, which was really, that was really good. I feel like we had dinner. Oh, we went to Chicken Guy for the first time.
And?
They're not breaded chicken tenders. Were actually pretty good. I was surprised. They do like a naked chicken tender. It was delightful. We had their loaded French fries, which were very good. Cheese sauce.
Yeah.
Top notch. I feel like those are the only... Oh, no. The first day when I saw you guys, when we met up at Hollywood Studios, we had lunch at Primetime Cafe, 50s Primetime. And I went early and requested the gluten-free fried chicken for my foie gras. And it was... we got there. Quinn was our waitress. She was lovely. Shout out to Quinn. You're wonderful. She came over to the table and was like, maybe we got it. Maybe we don't. 50-50. Who knows? But they ended up being able to serve it to him, which was great. It was really good. Neither one of us had had fried chicken in like 10 years.
Very nice.
It was delicious. It was really good. And then the rest of my family had regular fried chicken, and I had the plant-based wedge salad, which was really good.
Yeah.
And the tomato soup.
Yes.
Which was delicious.
Yes, it is.
Very good. And it was lovely. It was lovely. So, yeah, we had a good trip. We stayed the first 4 days at Riviera, which was nice.
Ooh.
It's really pretty there. My parents had dinner, just the two of them, at Topolino's Terrace, which they really enjoyed, I assume. And then we went to Old Key West as usual and were there for a few days. And yeah, it was crowded.
Unbelievably crowded.
It was busy.
Typically, it's not like that, which makes me think there's a few things going on with that week. One being that you had the hurricane come through and people had canceled a trip, and probably some of those people were rebooked.
Yeah.
For that particular week. On top of it, it is the 50th anniversary.
Yes.
You have people that are wanting to make sure that they get to experience that. And then you have the people who have waited forever to travel anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
so many people from Europe. I felt like every time we were in a line, we were next to somebody from Europe.
You know, normally I find if you go in September, you find a lot of people from the United Kingdom. And I was surprised at the number of them that were there in October.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because usually in October, there's not as many people. It's like it always has seemed like September has been a very busy month for United Kingdomers to come and visit Walt Disney World.
Yes. Yeah. It was a lot of Europeans, which good. I'm glad that they're able to travel again. You know, It's great. That's awesome. Love that. They're all always really nice. I always end up somehow talking to a stranger, and that stranger 9 times out of 10 will end up being British, which I love. So it's great. Yes.
And they are so friendly whenever you talk to them. Yes, they are fantastic. We got in line with a family. We had used the DOS to get in line for Navi River Journey.
Mm-hmm.
And right after we got like scanned our passes, then come to find out something very interesting. When it storms, this is something for I'm sure many other people don't realize this. But here's a little issue with when it rains, you deciding to run into a store that ends an attraction. There is a maximum number of people that can be in there.
Mm-hmm.
That includes
the store
the guys. People who are on the attraction when they are getting off.
Yep.
They have to stop the rides because it can't ride when it's maxed out the number of people that can be in the gift shop. So if you're standing in the gift shop, you are preventing the attraction from being able to run.
Wow. That's
so
crazy.
We waited, and until Boo had lost her mind and was trying to take off running through the queue, at that point we were like, okay, we can't wait. But the people behind us were from Britain, and they were fantastic at trying to help. They had their kids with them as well, which were adult kids, and trying to like help entertain our two. They were very nice, very friendly.
Cute.
They were fantastic with the kids. I was sad we had to get out of line because they were a lot of fun to talk to.
That's awesome.
But yeah, we had to get out because she couldn't. She was like, I've had it. She tried to climb the walls, literally tried to climb the walls in there. And we're like, yeah, you can't climb these.
Sorry.
So, yeah.
That's funny. Yeah, it didn't really rain any much the times that we were there. What else did we do? We went to Tiffin's, Nomad Lounge at Animal Kingdom, speaking of Animal Kingdom. And had gluten-free churros, which was wonderful. I haven't had a churro in many years.
I didn't know they had gluten-free.
Yeah, they
ones.
Have
nice.
Gluten-free churros. They were delicious.
Nice.
They also had Brazilian cheese bread, our favorite. Brazy bites that were very good.
Did you know that the crepes that you have for dinner over
the buckwheat ones? Yeah.
Yes.
Crêperie,
their savory crepes are naturally gluten free because they're buggy.
You're bouncing around.
It starts with a G, right? There's like a word.
There is. I don't know what it is.
I'm gonna look it up.
You went from Animal Kingdom to Epcot for that whatever it's called.
Yes, because she mentioned gluten free.
Yes.
Churros.
But you got to tell everybody where this place is.
She did say. She said Nomad Lounge.
Yes, but that's not where your buckwheat stuff is.
No, and then I said, oh, speaking of, I said La Crêperie.
Yeah, and where is that?
It's at Epcot.
Yes, I know Epcot. That. I just want you to explain to people because they can't
I'm
follow your train
to.
Of thought.
Well, you got to get let me get where I'm going.
Mom and Dad, are you done fighting?
Probably not.
It's called the Galette.
That's it. Galette.
Which is probably the most American French pronunciation you've ever heard in your life. But that's what it's called. When it's a buckwheat crepe, those are buckwheat flour is gluten-free naturally, usually. Read all your labels. Read all your labels. But yeah.
I think they would pronounce it with galet.
Probably.
Because they don't pronounce the T.
Yeah. Yeah. I took Spanish in high school.
I did too, and I'm terrible at French.
And then Farsi for one semester in college. Didn't go well. What else did we do? Then we had breakfast with you guys.
Boma.
Loved it.
I'm going to preface this with there was 8 of us, right? 9 of us.
Yes.
My mother does not eat breakfast food. She hates the texture of eggs. She like would rather die. She has asked me 3 times when we're going to go back there.
Wow.
Really? Nice.
She loved it. She loved it.
Did she eat the boba thai?
I don't know if she got boba thai. I don't know if she got that. I know she ate waffles because she loves a good waffle.
Oh, yeah.
And the ham was delightful.
Yes.
And
it's one of my favorite places to have breakfast.
Same.
I think
it's so
they
good.
They do an amazing breakfast buffet.
It was really good. The shakalaka and creamy pop was amazing.
Yep.
The boba tea was amazing. They had gluten-free waffles and bagels and also donuts. I haven't had a donut in years. I had 2 donuts. It was wonderful.
Nice. Well, that's awesome that everyone, because I didn't realize that gluten-free was like a family thing, but that's really cool that you guys had enough to eat there.
Definitely. I mean, you know, I'm not starving. I can, I'm good, but
gluten-free, right? I mean, it's nice to have,
yeah,
it's nice to have gluten-free bagels. Like, who doesn't like a good bagel, right?
I mean, yeah.
And donut. That's legit.
It was great. It was great. Muffins. Now, we didn't have the muffins, but I'm sure they were delicious.
Is your dad's reaction as severe as yours?
Yes.
Yes.
His is even more severe than mine.
Oh, wow.
I assume my mind will grow into what his is, to tell you the truth. But yeah, it was good. It was great. My sister and brother, my sister-in-law and my brother were on this tour de force to try all of the Joffrey's cold brews throughout Orlando.
Heck yeah.
Nice.
So they had both the cold brews. It was like a salted something and a Swiss chocolate, maybe. I don't know. They both were, you know, fit to be tied with their 17-foot tall coffees. They were happy as clams.
That's awesome. Good for them. I love Joffrey's coffee.
Yeah, me too.
And the kids loved breakfast there too, because they were able to get their ham and eggs and good stuff. But you know, they're a sucker for fresh fruit and of course yogurt.
Yes.
So they had, of course, the yogurt parfaits there, which was amazing.
Well, you put the granola in with their yogurt, right?
Yeah, it's exactly what it was, and they enjoyed the heck out of it. And I knew they would. Yep, absolutely. Knew they would, and I doubled up on them, and they were just, once again, as they say, happy as clams.
Mm-hmm.
And they definitely were.
And Boo did like the pog.
Oh, Boo had the pog?
Oh, did she?
Yeah, she liked
good.
It.
I want to let you know, Kat.
She loves juices.
Oh, they both do. Mm-hmm. But I have to tell you that, Kat, you and your family gave our kiddos these little backpacks with toys and a drink, a cup and everything. And that was like, they love the cup.
Good.
She still uses it. Like, I washed it this morning and they ended up drinking out of it.
She would not drink out of the cups I brought.
She had to have the witch's hat cup.
She had to have that cup.
I have
to have my cup every day.
Every day.
No, mommy, I won't drink out of that. I have to have my cup. Okay.
I love it.
So like, yeah, at home, she's still drinking out of it.
Good. I'm glad. You know, mom and I are, my mom's a pediatric nurse, for anyone who doesn't know.
I did not know that.
Oh, yeah. My mom's a pediatric nurse. So she's been a pediatric nurse for almost 40 years.
Oh, my goodness. So she was like.
And yeah. And she's seen, you know, the worst of the worst of the worst that this life has to offer kids. So she will take any opportunity to bring joy, to smile anything to a little kid's face. My mom loves kids. She's going to be like super nona when that happens for her. Sorry, mom. Can't rely on me for that one. But when she becomes nona, she's going to be super nona. So she was so happy that we got to spend time with you guys and Boo and Jack-Jack. And, you know, that's like her shtick. She's everybody's Auntie Ree. She's everybody's Auntie Ree. Just like my Tita was everybody's Tita.
I get it.
Yeah.
It's a very Filipino thing too. I get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I get it.
So no, we were happy to, you know, bring them some little, you know, mind occupiers.
Oh, she
while they
had
their breakfast.
The little light that had.
The projection, the little kitty projection.
Yeah, light. It's like a flashlight, like a viewfinder.
Yes, that's what I was trying to think. Yeah. A viewfinder.
Which I thought was so cool when I saw those. I was like, these are so fun.
No, it's perfect. They loved them both, and they loved all the treats. They still play with the toys. So,
good.
Yeah, so definitely thank you. Mom, and you could definitely be that I guess we'd say Tita, right, for Tagalog. So she could be Tita to our little
kiddos. Funny that it's Tagalog, it's Tita for auntie, right?
Yes.
But I would call my grandma Tita. That's what I called her whole, and everyone called her Tita, everyone. Her name was Catherine. Everyone called her Lena. But when I was a baby, I started calling her Tita, and it stuck through her whole life.
Wow.
She passed at 93.
Wow.
And she was called Tita her whole, like, people didn't know her name was Catherine. People didn't know that I was named for her because she was Tita.
That's awesome.
To everyone.
Oh, there you go.
Now my mom is Auntie, which is Tita in Tagalog, which I think is hilarious.
Yes, it is. It's good stuff. That's good stuff. So yeah, she could be everybody's auntie for sure.
Yes, yes, Auntie Ree. Well, hopefully, we love Auntie Ree.
Yeah, well, hopefully I did good because I always get a little stressed out when the kids are around other people because they get to be all crazy and obnoxious like kids are. So yeah. hopefully she approved.
Now I will.
They were great.
Okay, good.
I will say, speaking of you getting stressed out, we did meet up with our friends John and Sarah.
Did you see them? How are they? They are
doing very well.
Good.
Mash and Ash podcast is doing very well for them because they do bourbon and cigar reviews
on TikTok,
and they're like big on TikTok, which is amazing. So good for them as they kind of transition out of their Disney life into.
She did say that she saw an improvement in you being more relaxed in the restaurant.
Oh, I was definitely more relaxed in a restaurant.
Is it because you had the baker's old fashioned?
Oh, well, old fashions do help. There's no doubt about that. The whiskey helps.
Sounds really good right now.
It certainly does. Because I tell you, that guy Mike behind the bar over there at, I keep on wanting to say Portobello's, it's not. At
Terralina.
formerly Portobello's, is a great bartender. Dude, the dude can make some really good old fashions. Probably the best old fashions I have ever had.
Nice.
I have ever had. And I've had some awesome old fashions, but.
Do you know how much that old fashioned was?
I don't want to know. Don't tell me, please. Because I know it's eight year top shelf. I know. Don't say. Don't say.
Well, it's funny that you bring up John and Sarah.
Yes.
Because my parents had lunch at Polite Pig before I got there on John and Sarah's recommendation.
Oh, nice.
And loved it. They had the my dad had the barbecue. My mom had the watermelon feta salad.
Ooh, yeah.
She was amazing. So
that sounds like something I would eat.
Shout out to John and Sarah. Y'all know what you're talking about.
The Polite Pig is no joke over there at Disney Springs. We like it a lot. Of course, Tennessee barbecue still is number one ever, always. In my heart and mind, but Polite Pig is darn good.
Yes, it is.
Yes. Sorry.
I will say one thing that we did have that was excellent everywhere we went was service in the restaurants was top notch. Like
for
that
sure.
was the one group of cast members that there was no disappointment with at all during the trip. Like every single time we went and ate somewhere, we just had people who were just so fantastic and people that were really good with the kids. And I was very, very happy with my dining experience. It's not just because the food was fantastic everywhere we went, but the servers were amazing.
Even the quick service was good.
Yeah. But like we went and did because of having two little ones and them being big Mickey fans. I mean, if I could tell you the number of times I've seen Mickey Mouse Clubhouse or Funhouse or Mixed Up Adventures
on Disney Plus,
it is a ridiculous number. Nobody should have to sit and watch them as many times as seen them now.
That's why when Daddy takes over, it's Spider-Man and Star Wars, The Force. Force for Change or whatever. With the leading ladies of Star Wars animated, whatever. Mm-hmm. So she's trying to get her to like, oh, this is Rey and this is, you know, Rogue One and this is this, and trying to get them into this because, you know, you got to get them in there before you get into Star Wars.
Those Jedi Tales, they're coming.
Jedi Tales this week or next week.
But I will say we did Hollywood and Vine, which we haven't done in many, many years. And of course, it was the Halloween theme, and both the kids loved it. Our server was amazing.
So good.
Characters kept coming by. Like, it was just a great experience.
Shout out to our server, because the server noticed the whole pin, the first-time visit pin, and the fact that we were celebrating our guardianship, you know, which was awesome. So he gave us the nice little cuppy cakes, which, by the way, aww, I ate the other day because we were stuffed so much. So I ate it the other day and I'm looking at Kristen going, You gonna eat that?
It's in the refrigerator.
It's in the fridge. I'm just waiting.
We also went to Tusker House.
Okay.
And I will tell you, the food was great. I really liked the beef that they served.
So good.
Like, we ate all that. Like, I had a little bit of the chicken, a little bit of the pork, and I was like, and I'm not a big beef eater, but it was cooked perfectly, and I ate my half.
It was a beef tenderloin.
Yeah, it was really
served
good.
Medium rare with chimichurri sauce. And it had nice little mint taste to it. It was just really, really good. Served on a bed of rice and, of course, the other stuff, vegetables and all kinds of things. But I was really impressed at the food. The quality of food was great. Of course, the service was amazing. Our server was great. And the character interaction was top notch. They went around. We were kind of scheduled kind of mid-evening dinner service.
Mid-late.
Yeah. Mid-late dinner service. So the characters came around multiple times. And so that was the great thing, is that we had a lot of interaction with the characters. They spent time at our table talking, entertaining the kids and giving them goodnight kisses and smoochies and all kinds of cool stuff. So we had a lot of photo ops.
We're so excited to see all the characters. Good. Like, way more excited than I even thought. Neither of them were afraid of any of the characters, so that was great. Let's see, where else did we eat?
Well, we ate downtown Disney Disney Springs. You want to talk about brunch?
I was
going to
say, before we talk about that, we did do ABC Commissary, which for years I have said is like the worst quick service on Disney property.
No,
and I know they have redone the menu many
times.
Because
I got food poisoning, Kat. That's because I got food
poisoning. Oh, no, you're right. Okay, I forgot about that. No, you're right.
And we went and had the buffalo chicken
sandwiches.
Oh,
it was good.
It was the best French fries.
Yeah, it was all good. Yeah, the French fries were very good.
The ABC Commissary fries and Mr. Kamal's fries at Animal Kingdom are the two best fries on property. Fight me. I don't care.
I did not have fries. I did the salad.
Oh, well.
But I
do
had the
like
fries.
That. I really enjoyed the salad, though.
Did you get the apple cidery nonsense thing? Because I did that. It was not good.
No,
don't. You didn't miss anything. It wasn't good.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
We did get a drink that had the little Mickey Halloween glow cube.
Oh, that's cute.
It was delicious. I can't remember what it was.
What it was?
Some kind of alcoholic apple cider.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I can't think of what it's called. Yeah, but it was good.
The one I had was not alcoholic. It was not good.
No, mine was alcoholic.
You can tell we're doing this off the cuff, y'all. We don't have our menus in front of us, clearly.
French fries, top notch. That's all I have to say.
No, it's good.
Never met a potato I didn't like.
Well, for the longest time, Hollywood Studios, and they may have done this, and they probably still do it, but they used to do their salads in the salad bowls in the back and mix all the dressing up, the light around it and everything. And I think just hygiene wise, I would have salad bowls there all the time. And that's what got me sick, because I don't think they clean them regularly or whatever the case is. They just let the dressing just kind of hang out there for a while. And I think that's what got me sick. So I was just like, no, but this time out, high marks. So I'm down. I'm kind of got my foot back into the ABC Commissary. I'm okay with it.
We also did Yak and Yeti Animal Kingdom and did the ahi tuna nachos, which are my go-to favorite.
Yes.
And then they have a new like limited time menu of dishes. And one of them was a Thai basil chicken. And it was, it had a kick to it. It was very good.
It did.
That sounds good.
To the point where after a few mouthful, I was like, ooh, I think I need something to drink, because it did have a kick to it, but I enjoyed it. Yeah. And the kids love the wontons. Of course they love the wontons.
What's not to love?
No, they love chips.
Let's see. We went to the last day we did brunch with John and Sarah over at City Poorhouse. What is it?
City Works
and Poorhouse, right? Isn't that what it's called?
Over at Disney Springs. Yes. And brunch was great. Rock and roll theme menu. I had the Jimi Hendrix for the chimichanga, the morning chimichanga. And Deadpool would be proud. It was
for real.
It was really, really good. You know, for a breakfast chimichanga, it was really good. Also had the chocolate. We had donuts. So they had a mini donuts.
Donut holes.
And it had a blackberry jam and chocolate sauce. Separate ramekins, so you could dip to your heart's delight. It was great.
Boo just wanted to like lick. She just loved all the sauce.
So literally, we poured the sauce on her plate, and she took a. And Sarah was like, "Honey, don't use your finger. You want to use part of a straw?" So we had like a little drink straw, and she's like licking it, licking the sauce off. And then our little boy was like, "Well, she's doing that. I'm just going to take the whole plate." Licking it. Oh, plate. I'm like, oh, that's economy for you. No wasted motion.
No nibbling there. No nibbling. Sure.
Oh, he was not a nibbler for sure. He just loved the sauce. I'm like, okay, kiddo, that's fine.
I love it.
I did the huevos rancheros, which were delicious.
Yeah, and the kids had their, you know, bacon and eggs, and it's great, which is interesting because they love bacon, but for whatever reason, because it was a thick piece of like Canadian or
candied bacon,
they weren't into it. So I ate it. It's like, I'll eat it, kid. You're not going to eat it. But I was really impressed at the brunch there, and we had a good server there as well and had some old fashions for brunch, which was fine.
As you do.
As I did.
As you do.
I partook.
What else do we have? I feel like we're missing someplace.
We are. It was an interesting visit because, you know, there were some times where we just were like, well, we're going to take the kids back to the room a little early. So we just got something around the hotel, like a Steak and Shake. And it's like, we just went home, you know, to just chill. But, I think that was probably about it. We went to Gaston's Tavern because she had to, over there in New Fantasyland. Mm-hmm. Or is it ever going to be just Fantasyland? So we went to Fantasyland. It's not new anymore. And
newer
Fantasyland, newest Fantasyland.
So less old,
you know, not as old Fantasyland, tween Fantasyland.
Hey, the new kids are still the new kids on the block, even though they are no longer new. So
and they're no longer kids.
pretty old kids
on the block. Yeah. So but she Kristen had to have a LeFou's brew.
Extra pump of marshmallow.
But as I get enticed, because I look and I said, Kristen, I have to have the cinnamon roll. I don't need it, but I want it.
Yeah.
And I said, Look at these people with a cinnamon roll. It's as big as your head. And I want that in my life right now. So it's my vacation. We plumped it down. We got it. And then we went to the very back and ate on the windowsill because it's the only place you can eat, you know, that stuff. And I said, you know, of course, Kristen, would you like some? And of course she ate half and I ate half and it was wonderful.
Yes, because it has a maple frosting on
it. It is so good.
Well.
Like I could not resist.
I love maple.
The siren had been sounded. I had to heed the song.
And that's fair.
And I definitely got the cinnamon bun. It was so good.
Do you remember when they used to have the like little pork shank there?
Yeah.
Yes.
I like that.
That was so good.
I don't know why they got rid of it.
It's expensive.
Yeah. Supply chain
but
now.
Those cinnamon rolls. My mom loves those cinnamon rolls.
Yeah.
That's one of those things where it's like she can't have ice. She doesn't eat ice cream. So like when we eat ice cream, she has to like stare at us longingly and then she'll eat that cinnamon roll the size of her face. And Dad and I just have to sit there and be like,
yeah,
this water's delicious.
Yeah. What goes around comes around, right? That karma.
Yep.
Yeah. So we also had ice cream. So we went down to, I don't know if you covered this already because I had to go downstairs and feed the cats, but so Disney Springs has got Salt and Straw now.
We
went to Salt and Straw, and let me tell you, that ice cream is legit.
It's so good.
It is so darn good.
What'd you get?
So I ended up getting the chocolate chip cookie dough. Salted chocolate chip cookie dough. Mm-hmm. And that was just one. And the other one I had was the mint chocolate chip mint with the little sprigs of mint. And that was good too. It was just a different, it didn't have that. It definitely tasted fresh. Like you could taste the fresh ingredients and I liked it. It was different than something you buy in a store. In a store, it's like overly sweet and processed tasting. I don't know what, you know, it's still good because it's ice cream. It's like pizza, you know, even bad pizza is pretty good pizza if you're hungry.
Yeah.
And so ice cream does its thing over there at the store level. But when you have that handcrafted, awesome ingredients, awesome base, and it's done for you in that way, Salt and Straw, really good. And the kids loved it. Of course they love it. They don't know what it's like to have just the cafeteria ice cream, you know, just right out. But they got the gourmet ice cream. It was awesome.
I got, which was like one of the flavors that they're closing out. And it was like, and you know, until it's gone kind of flavor. Yeah. And it was their fennel and maple.
Of course.
Very good. You have to like fennel though, because you could clearly taste the fennel.
I do love fennel.
But I thought it was delicious. Boo liked it because she wanted to try everything that anybody
she
had.
She likes bold flavors.
But what she really liked is one of my favorite flavors to get, and that is honey and lavender.
Yeah.
And I make that at home, and I use the recipe for the Salt and Straw base recipe. I don't follow one of their recipes for the honey lavender, but I follow it for the base and then do it.
That's good.
Oh, she was like, more, more, more.
Oh, yeah. Salt and Straw was nice. I love how they have the old school waffle maker. So they the waffle cones and doing it in front of you and all that. And all the artisan flavors were really good. They did have a specialty flavor there that'll gross you out.
Go.
And so they have this, it's basically a Halloween flavor. I think it's like vanilla ice cream, but there are crunchies in it.
Okay.
The crunchies are actual bugs.
Oh boy.
Yes. Actual bugs.
It is mealworms and crickets.
So if you're down with that, try it. Try it on a bet and impress your friends. So
let's see.
I'm not down with it, but okay. For people that have had fried crickets before, I guess, or crispy crickets, that's cool. Cool.
Yeah, I'm looking to see if I can find with
be
those,
my guest
with the holiday some, or the temporary flavors were
some people,
Don Buggito's creepy crawly critters.
That's it.
Dozens of critters are hiding in the grass of this matcha ice cream with toffee brittle mealworms and chocolate crickets. Hard pass.
Yeah, that's it.
I like matcha, but I don't want bugs. And I refuse to put bugs living or dead in my mouth. They don't belong there. I don't need to eat bugs. There's plenty of good food to eat in America, so I choose not to eat things that, you know, you may have to eat if you
were not in America.
Live in certain places where food is not abundant.
Yeah. I've eaten bugs. I've eaten mealworms. I've eaten crickets.
Yeah. No, I can't do it.
I don't need it in my ice cream, though.
I will not try and eat. He's done the scorpion.
Yeah.
The tequila worm.
And yeah.
I'm surprised you didn't have, they have a bubblegum flavor. I'm surprised you didn't get in on this bubblegum flavor.
I think they were, is that on the the temporary menu. Okay. It was, there was a whole bunch of them that were gone. There was only one that was still left. I wanted to try the Black Cat.
The licorice and lavender. Yeah.
Yes. When I saw that, I was like, ooh, that sounds very good. But that they weren't, it wasn't available.
So another thing we tried on Main Street was we took the kiddos to get some custom popcorn because they love popcorn, and we wanted to get them something while we were waiting for Jack to have his hair cut.
And Boo had previously said when we went through the store, she went, "Ooh, mommy, I want the pretty popcorn."
Rainbow popcorn. I'm like, "Yeah, you do. Rainbow popcorn, absolutely, 100%. So we went over to the confectionery, and in the very back they have the custom popcorn. So they have the different flavor popcorns and caramel corns and things, kettle corn. And so you could customize your own bags and add your own toppings.
You had your choice of sauce, which is either milk, dark, or white chocolate, and then all these toppings. Most of them are candy, but they did have on there mini marshmallows and pretzels as well. And so we got them. I did the rainbow with dark chocolate, the marshmallows, and the pretzels because I do know the kids like pretzels. So, Oh yeah, it was a huge hit with both of them.
That's rad.
It's pricey, but
it was like $13, or it's $14 to get three toppings.
It's pricey, but it was good. It was really good. Not caramel cooking good over there in the Germany Pavilion, because the caramel cooking is like, it's really, I love that Werther's caramel. I really do over there. But this is pretty darn close. And for the kiddos, it's perfect because they did get to fish out they do love the chocolate and marshmallows. But be prepared if you have kids, little kids, they're going to get all over their hands and their mouth as they do. Running around, but luckily for us, we had wipes. So, but they loved it. And
did you guys end up doing the Seven Dwarves cone at Storybook Treats?
Nope.
I did.
You did. You did. Yeah.
Okay. Good.
It was bashful.
What flavor was that?
And it was,
I don't remember.
Was it orange chocolate?
Yes, orange and chocolate.
Okay, we did that one too. It was so good.
I was like, I know it was something that you said to get.
Yes,
orange and chocolate.
All I know is that was melted by the time I had a piece of it.
Sorry.
No, it's fine.
No, because he had gotten something from Friar's Nook. What did you get?
I got the bratwurst.
Ah.
Yeah, I had the bratwurst, which was fine. It was a bratwurst. Nothing to write home about, but it was good. The kids, we ended up getting them some mac and cheese, but for whatever reason, they were just having a fit. They were having a day at that point. So,
you know, they're kind of picky when it comes to their mac and cheese. Like at Yak and Yeti, they were all about the mac and cheese. Like normally they can share a kid's meal. They wanted another one. So we bought a second kid's meal and they shared the second one, just like the first one.
It's like Tusker House.
Yeah, they wouldn't eat the mac and cheese there.
Was it Tusker House?
No, Yak and Yeti.
Oh, Yak and Yeti. Yeah.
Tusker House, he didn't want to eat the mac and cheese.
Oh, okay.
He's, I don't know.
He's in the right mood.
She definitely likes her mac and cheese fancier.
She has good taste. She likes a Gruyere. That's what she likes.
She's got high class. She's a high class lady.
Mama don't want no regular Kraft mac and cheese.
Just like, you know, the normal kids who were like, yeah, I'll have a ham and cheese sandwich. Oh, no,
Kraft
no, no.
Dinner that with ketchup.
It does not work for her. It needs to be like prosciutto or something, pancetta. It's got to be something fancy because she won't eat it.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah. No, it was crazy. I don't know what else you covered while I was downstairs feeding the cats, but
I had just started talking. So,
I think that's pretty much the end of our. I mean, not to mention we did Epcot Food and Wine, so we did go to some places, but we can save that for another show, right?
I did get that 40th margarita,
and
It was just the regular Fiesta margarita with some blue stuff on top of it. But I got the little cup, that little stupid cup that I wanted. They still had it.
Oh, nice. No. I would have got it if I had known that.
Good.
Yes. Well, well, you'd be proud. Kristen did get her 50th merch by way of a Mickey 50th popcorn bucket.
Hey, with a little suit?
With a little suit.
Did you get the mummy?
She did get the mummy.
I did.
Yeah, I got the mummy.
I got, Sarah had picked up the mummy for me.
Yeah, we got mummies. The only thing I couldn't find was a stupid Donald sipper. I was so mad. We went to like 11 places.
Yeah, I wanted a Donald sipper. I didn't see it anywhere. Such a shame. No. Such a shame.
The worst.
Yeah.
The one thing I wish I could have gone back in the day was the Figment popcorn bucket, because I like Figment. Johnny's purple, my favorite color. Yeah, I refuse to do that. No.
No.
I don't do that. You're not going to buy like 30 of them and then turn around and sell all of them for $200 on eBay. I am not going to be suckered into that. I can draw you
a picture of the Figment bucket if you like.
The haunted Figment picture. The cursed drawing.
I can draw it for you if you like.
Okay. No, that's okay.
Oh, you know what else I made my parents do? Because I have no self-control.
Uh-oh.
I had to have one of those McDonald's throwback Halloween pails.
Oh, of course. I knew.
You know I did. You know I made my father go through three different McDonald's drive-thrus until we found the right one.
Oh, well, no.
Honestly, now that you mention it, I think I'm going to have to go through and find that popcorn bucket or that Happy Meal bucket at McDonald's here by the house.
So stupid.
It is, but everybody loves that little green bucket.
I got the ghost. I wanted the ghost.
Oh, that's the best one.
The ghosty. Yeah.
That's the best one. I saw someone had posted a meme about the green jack-o'-lantern bucket.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, that's legit. Like, I remember that from like 20 years ago.
I haven't seen that. I've only seen the little adult.
Oh, the throwback
weird
toys
things
from the,
that have the four eyes.
Yeah, no, we don't. I don't need those.
No one.
That's
needs
the
those.
Only thing. I haven't seen what you're talking about. Now I'm gonna have to go look.
No, it's a Happy Meal bucket. Well, you're probably gonna do your little play date over there this weekend, so you'll have an opportunity to get it. Oh, well, yeah, because this episode drops on Halloween.
Yeah,
so happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
So the day
and
before.
And we've got purple and orange going off for Halloween.
Yes.
Happy Halloween.
So I guess we'll talk about food and wine. Maybe. Kat, you did food and wine a little bit, right?
A little bit. Yeah, not as much as I would have liked to.
We didn't either, mainly because.
Oh, and Jack.
Somebody was just having a difficult day.
I was so hot, I wanted to die.
The lines were too long,
and it was like 99.9999999% humidity, and I was like, get me out of here immediately.
There are a lot of people,
and then
I ate
chips in England, and I felt better.
Yeah. But there were a lot of people there when you were there, right?
So many. The first day we went was a Wednesday. I don't know why it was so busy, but it was the Wednesday like after Indigenous Peoples Day / Columbus Day. So I guess maybe that's what I don't know.
It is fall break.
Fall break, yeah. That's why.
In the South.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But it was so crowded so humid. And I was wearing a dress with a belt. I just had made a lot of poor choices that day. Just a lot of them.
And then
I ate French fries. And that's really how my life goes. Something happens, and then I eat French fries, and then I'm happy.
You know what we didn't feed the kids?
What?
Kakagori.
Yeah, we didn't.
Oh, we did that.
Oh, I'm sure you did. I mean,
because we were trying to get in food and wine things that we skipped in.
Yeah.
We also did Moroccan mint tea, the like slushy mint tea.
Ooh,
in Morocco.
Like,
which was delightful and refreshing.
Yeah.
It had no gin in it, but you could have gotten it with gin if you really wanted it.
Oh, that would have been.
Now, where Restaurant Marrakesh used to be, did you go in that little Florida Health
lounge.
Florida Blue lounge?
No.
They had Moroccan mint tea in there. Like, they've got it set up where there is cold brew coffee, Moroccan mint tea, water, and then they have a little the cooling towels that they give you.
Yeah.
but all of it's free.
That's so
it's
cool.
Like a little place to like recharge your phone and relax.
But isn't that only for annual pass holders?
No, anybody can get a pass for it, but you have to ahead of time, like put in your information to get the little guest pass.
Oh.
Oh. Yeah, because I thought that was just for people who have the like that brand of.
No, anybody can go in. You just go to the website and ask for a guest pass.
That's rad.
You pull it up on your phone.
Yep.
Yeah, it's cool.
Next time.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I guess that's that wraps up this.
It's session. A wrap.
It's a wrap. It's a wrap.
Not a trap. A wrap.
It's a wrap. A serape. Serape. Sorry.
Well, we hope you enjoyed today's episode. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you haven't already, like, subscribe, and click the notification button. Those of you who would like to support the show, you can do so by donating to us via Anchor monthly for as little as 99 cents. That's right, 99 cents. You can also shop our links on diningatdisney.com. We have Amazon, Disney Store, and Garden Grocer there. Oh, John, do you want to tell everybody where they can find us?
Certainly. First of all, you can follow me at AljohnRocks, or AljohnGo on Instagram, sorry. AljohnRocks is on Twitter. Hardly use that. But anyway, you can follow Dining at Disney at all of our socials. We're social media at Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, most active on Facebook. And don't forget, we also have that cool Facebook group, too, for Dining at Disney. So please join the thousands of people that talk about Disney food all day, every day there. The show archives are also available at diningatdisney.com. And check out all the archive lists and things that and reviews and blog posts and all that cool stuff there as well. So please check that out. For all of your Disney Universal and cruise travel needs, Kristen is the guru to hook you up. Email her at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com. Don't forget, her services, her quotes are free. So take advantage of all her sage advice. Kat?
You can find me on Instagram at Catastrophe, at @CAT_ASTROPHE. If you enjoy this podcast, and we hope you do, check out our friends over at the Disney List, Skull Rock Podcast, and my little podcast, Eat the Pictures. Don't forget to join our Facebook group, Dining at Disney, and check out our friends, the Disney Dorks, and the Sorcerer Radio Fun Zone. Until next time, I have been Kat, that has been Kristen, and that has been Aljohn. Bon appetit.
Information and opinions expressed in this podcast are for entertainment and informational purposes. All other trademarks mentioned are the property of their respective owners.
Eat the Pictures is a bite-sized movie podcast. Every week we look at the ways different movies, from classic horror to rom-com, use food to tell stories on screen. Food unites us all. Let's explore it piece by piece on Eat the Pictures. Stay hungry.
I'm Kristen Hetzel, vacation planner, world traveler, Disney foodie, and theme park fan.
I'm Aljohn Go. I'm the husband who's also Disney, Star Wars, and Marvel Comics fan. And together, we host a Disney List podcast.
Every week, you'll hear us list our favorite things about Disney theme parks, films, shows, travel, Marvel, and Star Wars in a top 10 list, rankings, and more.
That's an impressive list. Subscribe to the Disney List podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, or your favorite podcast platform. You can even stream us on Sorcerer Radio at srsounds.com and check out our live shows on Facebook. The Disney List podcast. Visit thedisneylist.com.